Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens. Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday. I'm reading the room right now.
Yes.
Danny and Steve.
Uh-huh.
I feel like, Steve, you and I might have had a hard time sleeping last night because we're so excited to go to Creed tonight.
It was Creedmas Eve last night.
Creedmas Eve. And then on the flip side, I'm fairly certain that Danny probably had nightmare after nightmare after nightmare all night. So he probably slept like absolute crap because he was having nightmares about going to Creed with us tonight.
I don't know. He's wearing his Creed hat, his Creed t-shirt, and I love that he got a Creed tattoo on his neck.
Can I just say that I've never walked into the studio at 5 a.m. on a Thursday and seeing Steve and Taryn glowing as much as they are this morning.
This is the greatest thing. I'll be honest. I'm excited to see Creed, but I'm more excited to be there with Danny, who has to watch us watch Creed.
You're saying my internal thoughts for me.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just the cherry on top is watching Danny just squirming.
And I love Danny. But I don't know what it is. But I also love that we're going to torture Danny by making him sit through an entire Creed concert.
Thank goodness.
And I think we're meeting Creed tonight, too. And so we're going to have a picture of us with Creed and Danny.
Danny, don't screw this up for us, okay?
Again, another thing. I've asked Ryan Castle so many times, can I meet The Offspring? Can I meet Green Day?
Yeah.
Can I meet Blink-182? Yeah. And he's just like, cool kid. And now Creed's coming to town. He's like, guess what? You're meeting Scott Stapp. And I'm like,
not the same for you?
Thanks, Santa. I don't. What are we doing?
No, this is like meeting the real Santa Claus. This is like meeting the actual Easter Bunny. This is like meeting the Tooth Fairy.
sure.
Danny, at least you get to cleanse your system with emo night tomorrow night.
God.
Creedmo night.
Make it so, Danny.
No!
It's time for the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And if you didn't know it, today is a huge day.
It's Creed Day. We have to listen to this all night. Why are we going to do it this morning?
I wish that they would start their set with this song and then finish their set with this song as well.
It would be a nice finishing move for sure.
And you know what? Play it in the middle as well. Do the full-on rock version. Do an acoustic version. Hell, do an EDM remix of this song too.
Give the people what they want.
They want One Last Breath.
Danny, on, especially.
Danny, it's a show of love. Like, sometimes, you know, with my wife, I like doing things that I know full well is driving her completely bat-ass crazy. And that's kind of what we're going to do tonight as we're at the Creed show.
Cool. I love you guys, too.
Love you, Danny.
I also love the Seattle Mariners. And last night, we just proved that, you know what, sometimes you just can't win them all. I thought they were gonna. They tied it up in the ninth inning, and then they ended up losing at the end of it. But they lost to the Baltimore Orioles 4-3. You can't win every game, so that was the end of their 8-game winning streak. But you know what? In order to start a streak, you got to win again, and they're gonna win again today at 10 a.m.
That's right. Go Mariners.
Go Mariners and go Creed.
The U.S. Navy has the first fully autonomous ship called the USX One Defiant at the Port of Everett. So it's a totally crewless prototype. It's smaller, cheaper, and easier to build and repair than a traditional vessel.
So are there going to be like soldiers on this ship, or is it just kind of its own little thing?
Right now, it's a crewless prototype, and they're going to do a big, long sea trial before the Navy decides exactly what they're going to do with this technology. But it's a massive ship. I mean, they're saying it's smaller, but it's still huge.
Was it made by Waymo?
Probably.
Dude, I was so bummed. When we were in Austin, they have the Waymo cars, the driverless autonomous cars. But I went on like their app thinking, we have to go in one of these. What a cool experience to be able to. I wouldn't want to go on the freeway.
No.
I'm not ready for that. But, you know, we'll go in the streets of Austin, Texas in one of these driverless cars. And apparently you have to get it through Uber. And it's only available if the car is around you, like any other Uber car. So I kept checking. I was even finding any reason just to take an Uber and just couldn't find it. And that would have been pretty cool. I would have ridden it.
Would you have sat shotgun?
Oh, I was going to sit in the driver's
seat. You can sit in the driver's seat?
I don't know. Can you?
I think you can. I'm pretty sure you can.
That's weird.
I know.
It's so weird. Don't touch anything.
And the car itself, because it did pick up some people at our hotel, it was trippy. At first, I thought it was one of those the Google Maps kind of cars.
It looks just like that.
Yeah, it was very strange. So, hey, now we have naval ships that are basically made by Waymo.
Oh, no.
As far as weather, it's going to be a beautiful day to go see a beautiful band, Danny. Okay, sorry. 74 degrees, going to be a cloudy day. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
We're doing something very fun on Saturday. We're going to be at the Seattle Tattoo Expo, kicking it with our friend Damon Conklin from Super Genius Tattoo. The Daily Mix Show, he's put together a flash sheet of art inspired by our show that you can actually get tattooed on your body this weekend.
I'm going to get one.
You're going to get one?
Maybe all of them.
Oh, boy. Just like a whole leg sleeve.
My entire back, just flash tattoos. It's going to be a blast. I'm excited to do it. I've never been to the Tattoo Expo, so it's going to be a blast.
This will be my first time as well, and you can get all the info on what's going down at KISW.com.
Oh, yes, Danny. Woo! Good choice.
Yeah, it was all me. All me, guys.
Nice.
Yesterday, we had a fantastic chat with Mike Herrera of MXPX about these shows that they just announced, one of which is coming to the Showbox on January 10th. The full interview is up under the Daily Migs Daily Podcast.
Such a cool guy.
He's just the best.
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow. You can check out MXPX.com for all the details. But while we were chatting with him, we were talking about them being able to play such an iconic venue.
The promoter was telling us that we chose a place that's going to sell out within the next couple weeks. It's too small. But we love the Showbox, so we're like, let's just play here at least another time. Let's play here again, because we love it.
And I can imagine for you being around here forever, like you have probably some like really strong connections to the Showbox, not just for your band playing, but like, cause I think about like, you know, so many great bands that I've gotten to see there, like bucket list bands I've gotten to see perform there, bands that are on like a level, like you said, like they're playing there, that it's too small of a venue for them, but they still did a show there. Do you have any memories of bands that you saw at the Showbox? You're just like, yeah, I will never forget these shows.
Yeah, Tom and I, our guitar player for MXPX, we always go to shows, and we've been to a ton of great shows there. I'm going to say Cheap Trick was one of my all-time favorites.
Yep.
Just seeing Cheap Trick in the Showbox, I was like, what? We're not at Budokan. We're not in Japan. We're in Seattle. That was awesome. I saw Stray Cats there, Brian Setzer Orchestra, Stray Cats. That was amazing. And it just seems so wild to see somebody like that. Because I grew up listening to Stray Cats. Like before I knew what punk was, before I knew what rock was, it was just music to me.
Yep.
And I didn't know it was rockabilly either. So yeah, it was an amazing show too.
The first, I don't play guitar, I play drums, but the first thing I ever learned on guitar was Stray Cat strut. And I thought I was the coolest dude because I could play Stray Cat strut when it's like two notes.
Absolutely. And it holds up too. That riff is so cool still. I love it.
I just love that, like how it's just like a venue can trigger memories. Like the Showbox, such an iconic venue.
Oh, for sure.
And I was even thinking, like, while we were talking to Mike, like, so many popped into my head. Like, man, I'm so glad I got to see Pearl Jam play at the Showbox. Gosh. And then I think about, like, weird instances that happened while at the Showbox. Like, I remember going to see Weezer when they finally reunited and they were playing at the Showbox. And I got surrounded by a group of people that I didn't even know because apparently I was hanging out with a girl that was dating a guy that they liked and they knew. I didn't know she was in a relationship. And I'm like, guys, I'm just here to see Weezer. Can you please leave me alone? But like stupid things like that would happen at the Showbox as well.
Oh, you know, one of my favorite memories was, it was Windowpane, and they played right around my birthday, and they learned how to play My Name is Mud by Primus.
I think I was at that show,
And Glenn like shouted it out, wished me a happy birthday, and then went into a Primus song, and I was like, this might be the best day of my life. It was so cool.
Yeah, oh, there's so many great memories. Dan, do you have a Showbox memory?
The first time I got to see MXPX at the Showbox. I mean, growing up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, it's like you don't get a lot of punk shows through there. Especially, it was a weird time because like I feel like those punk bands went in the 90s, but I was too young. So like 2000s, those punk bands didn't come to Albuquerque. So like being able to come up and see MXPX playing their hometown. I mean, I know they're from Bremerton, but Seattle.
Washington. Yeah,
Washington. It was like, oh my gosh, I am at the Showbox. Seeing MXPX, it was like, you can't beat this.
It wasn't MXPX, but I have a similar memory that you just triggered. I remember when I first moved out here, one of the things, reasons why I wanted to move to watch Seattle was so I could see Mudhoney, because Mudhoney really didn't tour a lot. And like, at the time, I was in college and high school, and I'm like, why won't this band come to New York already? And I realized touring's difficult, and especially just finances and things along those lines. So when I first moved out here, I'm like, Mudhoney's playing the Showbox. And at the time, I had a station wagon, the transmission blew, and I didn't even care. I drove 35 miles per hour because that's as fast as this thing would go on I-5. And eventually, I was like, I was that guy. I didn't care. I'm like, I'm going to see Mudhoney. I didn't even go with anyone. I didn't have any friends at this point. Like, I had a couple people I live with, but they didn't care about Mudhoney. And I just kind of puttered into First Avenue, found a parking spot I could pull into and out of because that was important when you had no transmission.
Oh, my God. You are so cool.
Oh, it was embarrassing. Like, I had to push it into the spot. Like, door open. I didn't care. Went into the Showbox. First time ever being in this venue. I fell in love with it immediately because of the sound and the overall aesthetic. And then I got to see Mudhoney.
So legendary.
Yes. It was such a good time. No transmission. Who cares?
The Daily Mix Show.
Our number is 206-803-ROCK. And just like Mike Herrera from MXPX, we all have a very special Showbox memory. So what is yours? Call 206-803-ROCK. It could be because of the band you saw or wheeling your station wagon into a spot you could pull in and out of. What is your Showbox memory? Please share that with us. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take those calls after Foo Fighters.
Another band we got to see at the Showbox.
That was 11 years ago now, Steve.
And you were wasted.
I was.
That was my wife's first impression of you.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We all have a Showbox memory, so what is yours? It could be because of the band that you saw or something crazy that went down at the venue, but we want to know what is your ultimate Showbox memory. Call 206-803-ROCK. Joe Dredd, you're in West Seattle this morning. What is your Showbox memory?
Hi, guys. So, let's see. I'm actually looking at the ticket right now. In 2006, Paul Stanley came through town doing a solo tour.
Joe, I was hoping this is where you... I saw your name on the list, and I'm like, I hope he brings up the Paul Stanley show, because I was there, too, and that was one of my favorite concerts I've ever been to.
Now, one of the very cool things about it, his backup band was the house band from that show, Rockstar.
For NXS.
And those guys were an incredible band. Now, here's the cool part of this. When we get there, we're sitting over by one of the satellite bars, you know? So I go up to the bartender. I give him a $20 bill. I go, this is for you. You see me standing in line, you take care of me, okay? And he would go, he would cut like maybe five, six people off to take my order because of that. But while we're watching the show, my wife's like, well, being that you're in a Kiss tribute, you think we can get backstage? I go, no, this is Paul Stanley. It's not Gene Simmons. If it was Gene Simmons, it'd be no problem.
Okay.
So I blow it off. So I go up to the bartender. I'm getting ready to cash out. And he's like, hey, you wouldn't be interested in these with you. Holds up a couple backstage passes. So I tell you, this is what you get when you tip your bartender in advance. You take care of your wait staff. They're taking care of you.
And, as far as the show itself, I remember going, maybe he'll play one or two Kiss songs. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of his solo stuff, which I dug. I'm a big Paul Stanley fan. So the fact that I'm like 10 feet away from Paul Stanley at the Showbox was just bonkers to me. And I'd say half, if not more than half of that set were Kiss songs.
Oh, yeah. Dude, when he busted into Got to Choose,
yes.
It sounded just like the studio version. I got chills all over my body.
Look at the goosebumps right now, Taryn Daly.
You guys are both goosebumping this morning.
Oh, dude, when he did Do You Love Me, I'm like, yeah, I do.
Oh, boy. 206-803 Rock. Casey, you're on 405 this morning. What is your Showbox memory?
First of all, that was an awesome story. So my memory is a little bit different. So I went to see Fuel and Chevelle, and it was an awesome show. But Fuel started out, first couple, two, three songs, just banging it, doing their thing. All of a sudden, I'm just watching, and I can see you just felt tension all of a sudden. The singer looks over at the guitarist, and he's just, he is not happy about something. And then the drummer, everything just worked together. That I don't know if that is the beginning of where the end started, but you literally could feel the tension in the music the rest of the show. And it's probably one of the most, I've seen so many shows. This is probably one of the most memorable things that I've ever felt in when watching a show, how it just turned the tide. And granted, they still killed their set, but it was just, you could literally feel they went from basically a rock band to like a death metal band almost feeling.
So while the show's going on,
the visuals on that thing, they were just insane. They just, I mean, if you could cut someone with your eyes, oh man. Dude, it was crazy.
I bet in the back of your head, you're like, what happened before they came on stage to set them off?
Oh, man, I don't know. But from my understanding is, I think it was not too long afterwards, that's when the singer was gone.
Oh, and you're probably like, okay, now that explains it.
You were watching them almost break up on stage.
I've seen a couple of bands where you could tell, like, I remember seeing Faith No More. It wasn't at the Showbox, it was at the Moore Theater. And you can tell that they soon broke up after that for a very long time. And you're like, oh, yeah, they didn't like each other at all. Like, there were some death glares going on stage. And also, you could kind of see them, like, mumbling stuff to each other. And I don't think they were saying, hey, good job on the last song.
No.
No.
206-803-ROCK. Tacoma Bob, what is your Showbox memory?
Hey, good morning, everybody. And you know the drill. I'm on the water. But anyhow, I saw Joan Jett and the Blackhearts in the early 80s at the Showbox. And some guy was right up front, and he spit on her. From the, you know, he's like leaning against the stage and he spit on her. And I saw her kick his head like she was kicking a field goal. He literally went up in the air, flew about 3 feet back, and dropped like a sack of potatoes.
I'm glad she found the right guy, because that would have sucked if she missed that dude and hit somebody else.
Oh, yeah. No, she nailed him.
Oh, man. You don't mess with Joan Jett.
No, that would have been awesome to see Joan Jett in the 80s.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
peak time for her. That would be so sick. Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Michael from Tacoma, what is your Showbox memory?
All right. So I had just seen Static X perform, and I was talking to Tony Campos from Static X. I see a group of people screaming down the road, and me and my girlfriend walk to the road, and then we follow the crowd. And apparently the crowd was chasing Wayne Static, and he ran into a strip club, and the 7-foot bouncer let nobody in.
Wow. See, that's how I always tell my wife whenever she finds out I was at the strip club. I'm like, I was just being chased by people. I needed somewhere to escape to.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve? This man has a record of 264 wins, 83 losses, and 69 ties in 2025. Nice. Call 206-803-ROCK right now if you think you can beat Miggs at 650.